Hey, this is Kirk Semenoff, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, and welcome to episode 356 of the Biz Talk with the Wichita Business Journal podcast. We created this podcast 7 years ago because we want to provide you with some insight into the people, places, companies, organizations, and issues that are important to Wichita's business community. It is Gridiron time in Wichita. Gridiron is the Saturday Night Live style sketch show that Wichita media members have been putting on for 5.5 decades, and shows are this week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. All of this is done, by the way, to fund journalism scholarships for Kansas would-be journalists. Ted Woodward, one of the longtime cast members and co-host of Steve and Ted Mornings on KNSS Radio, joins me to talk about this year's show, what's old, what's new, and why he loves lampooning local news each year. The pride of Cape and Mount Carmel joins me in just a minute. But first, here's a look at what's in the weekly edition of the Business Journal. This week's cover story is a look at summer youth employment in the Wichita area and how one organization is looking for more buy-in from businesses. Reporter Alice Minette writes about the Workforce Alliance's drive to get more companies involved in supporting summer internships for high school students, starting pathways to careers. Mayor Lily Wu and Wichita School Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld weigh in as well. The cover story begins on page 16. This week's list is physical therapy facilities. They're ranked by number of licensed PTs. And reporter Shahir Naveed talks to leaders of these companies about what the current challenges in the industry, and there is a common theme. The list is on page 10. Part of our mission is to help small and medium-sized businesses grow. One way we try to accomplish that is through our weekly lead section. We list bankruptcies, new real estate deals, building permits, new corporations, who owes back taxes, and court judgments. Our lead section this week begins on page 31. Equity Bank means business. That's why they've created business solutions to help you solve your business challenges. Visit them today at equitybank.com. Ted Woodward is with me on this week's podcast, and I promise not to giggle, or to at least giggle too much.
That promise will not be kept.
It's already been broken. Ted is the funniest man I know in this town, and that's bar none.
Do you get out much?
I don't get out much, but I remember back in the 90s it used to be pretty funny, so I'm assuming it's kind of kept going. Ted is one of these stars, and I always have considered him the star of Gridiron, which is this week at Roxy's downtown on Douglas. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Of course, this podcast publishes on Friday, which is the two really big nights, because, Ted, I'm sure you've thought in the past that Thursday is just a throwaway night, right?
Not necessarily. Now that people go Thursday night, they're getting ready for the weekend. They know there's only one day left in the work week. They're kind of in a good mood.
Yeah. You were telling me this is your, how many years?
28th Gridiron.
Do you remember the first one?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It was 1997. Our friend, the late Bill Roy, was the one that got me involved with Gridiron.
How did he, it probably didn't take a lot to get you involved.
No, it did not. But I was kind of reticent to join something like that without having an in or knowing someone or getting invited, and Bill Roy invited me.
And what do you remember about helping to write, helping to act, and what you did that first year?
Oh, my. Well, I did. It was just one of those deals where I kind of tried to absorb everything and get a feel of what was going on and get to know people like Bonnie Bing and Bucky Walters and Bill Roy and learn what they do and kind of follow in their footsteps.
I have to think you fit right in from the start.
I had no trouble fitting in. It was fun. It was something I really wanted to do, and I think Bill recognized that, and that's why he invited me. Now, I need to tell you, there's a bad side to this story. I did get a terrible, terrible ulcer that year and had to be hospitalized.
Because of Gridiron?
Because of Gridiron. It was a weird deal where I was in my first Gridiron. There had been some changes at my job at work, and apparently the stress was eating me alive inside, and I didn't know it.
So the headline for this podcast will be Gridiron Causes Ulcers.
Well, for me it did. So, yeah, 97 was rough, but from 98 onward, it's been fantastic.
How did you turn that around in 98 and kind of control yourself?
Well, it was obviously, doctors said it was kind of a stress-induced thing, and stop drinking I was drinking caffeine and cola like it was going out of style, so mm-hmm. I kind of really cut back on stuff like that. And just got rid of stress in my life as much as I could, and everything has been fine.
That's great. Okay, so the 2024 version is at Roxy's this week. Do you like the venue?
Love it.
Why?
Love it. Well, I mean, it's basically a cabaret type venue, so yeah. So it's a smaller space, and people are at tables and chairs and eating, and it's kind of a steep room. It starts mm-hmm. low and builds up back towards the bar. And just for a show like Gridiron that is as intimate as it is, mm-hmm. I think it's just perfect.
Okay.
I mean, the Orpheum was great, but the Orpheum is a massive space to fill.
Yes.
And that stage is huge, and right. the auditorium is huge, so you have to fill that space. And it's difficult sometimes when you're doing a show that's just basically skits.
Yes. Talk about how this process starts in the course of a calendar year. When do you all get together and say, hey, it's time to start?
Okay. Usually I like to write stuff down during the year if I think an idea is good enough that it'll hold up until the spring.
Because you're lampooning local news.
Right. Right. We're making fun of everything that has happened since the last Gridiron.
Right.
So starting last April to now. But, I mean, something that's funny in August or September is not going to be funny in April.
True.
So I try to weed that stuff out. But obviously, if there's some issue or a topic, like, oh my gosh, that is perfect for Gridiron, and I'll write that down. But as far as writing, I think we start percolating at the beginning of the new year, mm-hmm. like mid-January. We kind of start really thinking about it. There's usually a couple of writers' meetings. Anybody that wants to write a script is invited to come and just kind of throw out ideas. And then once we get to mid-February, things really start to get going, and then they have to ask you, you need to submit scripts. We need scripts now. We need to have stuff written. It's funny to talk about it and laugh about it, but we need to write it. And then by the time we start rehearsing, got a nice pile of scripts to work with.
Who are the people who maybe not are on stage, but do contribute a lot through writing? Well, no, nobody.
Well, I mean, Mike Ewan comes to mind, who used to work at Cake Channel 10, and uh-huh. He wrote a lot of scripts last year. He was in the show, but this year he wrote four or five things and he's not in the cast. So mm-hmm. Mike does a great job, and he's really clever and always comes up with some very nice topics. And Mike's really good at some of the national skits about national topics.
Good.
On my writing, I almost always do local stuff. That's just where my mind goes to.
Has that changed over the years? Has your mind looked at news events and just automatically think this could be a skit now?
Of course.
Or maybe 25 years ago it didn't.
No, it does now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of trained myself to think about things that's got to be a Gridiron sketch.
The theme this year is Tailor-Made Gridiron, which is a Taylor Swift reference. So I think the natural question is, will you be appearing in a tight skirt on stage?
No, I will not be.
Darn it!
But that doesn't mean I won't be wearing some tight other clothing.
Great.
That may or may not stay around for a while. I'm in some unusual costumes this year.
Any that would have gotten Vern Miller upset?
Probably. 40 definitely.
Years ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
Good. So where do you rank on? You mentioned Bill, of course, who we lost last year, but Bonnie, Bucky, who else are the longtime people who you're going to work with every year?
Suzanne Perez Tobias is
yes.
somebody that was in the cast many years. She yes. left the cast for many years.
There was a dispute, right, between you and her?
Yeah, we despise each other.
Yeah.
But, over the course of time, no.
Yeah.
Love Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
She left the cast for many years to kind of handle some family stuff, and now she has re-entered the cast the last few years, and it's a real treat to have her back.
Mm-hmm. And who else? You mentioned Bucky. Bucky's
Bucky
been
Walters.
How many years?
Well, Bucky, he started in the early 90s, I think he told me.
Okay.
So he's been at it now for 30 some years, maybe 33, 34 years. And of course, Bonnie Bing,
yeah.
Honeyman, she's been doing the show since the early 1970s,
Holy
I believe.
Mother.
So she's been doing the show for 50 plus years of her life. And every year she says, I'm not going to do it next year. I'm only going to invite fairy tale princess.
This is the post rap party, and she's
and, yeah,
I'm not doing it.
I will not be doing this anymore. I'm moving on. And every year she's right back. Poor thing.
Does anybody have to talk her into it, or is she just?
I don't think so. I think she just shows up. Bonnie is our MC this year.
That's different.
A little different, yeah.
Interesting. How's that working out?
It's great. Well, she knows what to do.
Sure. She's been around it a little while.
Knows the drill.
Without telling us too much about what we're going to see, what can you say about what you might be lampooning?
Well, let's see. The building a fuselage at Spirit. Apparently, there's been some challenges over there, from what I've heard. I wrote a skit in which
we haven't covered anything like that. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I wrote a skit in which we lampoon a little bit of that going on. Donald Trump's court cases will be brought into play. Bonnie Bing always likes to do a fashion show at Gridiron, and there will be a Kansas City Chiefs fan fashion show. And I am in the fashion show playing someone you probably know that attends Chiefs games. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least somebody that was in the box with her.
Oh, I see.
I will not be Taylor Swift, but think about maybe who else would have been up in the press box with her, and I will be playing one of those people.
I look forward to that.
I was driving out west a couple months ago and one day, and I looked over and I looked at Town West, and of course I thought, you know, did they pay their electric bill this month or not? And I wrote a skit about to the tune of the Nights the Light went out in Georgia, and the Nights the Light went out in Town West.
Hey, let me ask you, let me stop you right there, because you mentioned you write songs that go along with skits, and you're just kind of rewriting songs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the toughest part of writing a skit, is finding a song that goes perfectly with what you're trying to make fun of?
A little bit. It's part of the process.
Yeah.
But I enjoy that part of it.
And you're probably pretty good at it.
Yeah, I like to find that perfect song.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that's one, the night the lights went out in Georgia. I thought, that's perfect.
What are some
I'm usually not challenged when it comes to that part of the process.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy for you?
Yeah.
Are you the one that they go to? They think, hey, Ted, we've got a skit about this. What song would go well?
I don't know. I don't know if people ask me that necessarily.
People try not to talk to me very much.
Right. I will say that writing for Gridiron used to be way, way, way more collaborative.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people at the Eagle would get together after work and maybe co-write a script or throw out ideas. Over the years, it's become more and more individualized.
Segmented,
like Mike Ewan writes his own stuff 100%. I write my own stuff 100%. So some people like the collaborative part of it, some don't. I just think I work better alone to come up with what I want.
And I'm picturing you at home writing these scripts on the backs of scrap paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's exactly
if people don't know Ted, one thing about Ted that I've always found amazing over the years is you are the number one person in the world when it comes to taking scrap paper or used 8.5 by 11 paper, turning it over.
And using the back.
Just using the back.
I've been doing that for 35 or 40 years now.
You're saving the world.
I'm trying to save a tree where I can.
There you go. Who are some of the actors who we don't know? Maybe some of the new people or some of the people that we haven't seen for too many years.
Jessica DeVader is a young lady that's been in the cast now for a few years, and she's become our producer now. She's been in the producer role the last couple of years, which is a pain in the butt because she has to do 90% of other stuff that we don't think about.
Right.
She's taking care of all those details and being in the show and memorizing all this stuff.
Right.
And she's a real treat. We have some new cast members this year that are basically all from KMUW Radio.
They're just trying to take over the thing.
But it's great. I mean, there are times over the years when the Gridiron cast, sometimes there were 14 or 15 cast members. And then for a few years there, we got down. There was a couple of years, I think, where the cast was five. There's only five of us putting on a two-hour show.
Is that because careers change, or is that just a testament to the grind of this every year?
Both. I think it's an ebb and flow. I mean, some years just people are more available at that time in their lives. Sometimes people just get more busy or have a job change and they have to leave the cast and they just can't afford the time to do it. So I think it's just one of those things that we just hope people are available come springtime to be in the show. And this, we're kind of in one of those points now where there seems to be a lot of people that are ready to go and doing that.
That's great. You mentioned the KMUW part of it. Is it Suzanne just kind of wrangling some
kids? I think so.
Kids?
I think she has just kind of talked it up to her coworkers, and this, she says, hey, this is fun. It only takes a month out of your year to come and do something pretty fun like this and be on stage. And the good thing about Gridiron, too, is it's maybe the last bastion of political incorrectness. You can kind of get away with almost anything.
Yes.
And that's expected. The crowd that comes to this expects that, that things aren't going to be safe or sanitized, and it's walking that fine line.
That brings up a question. 28 years, and you know, Gridiron goes back to the 70s. Has there?
It goes back to the late 60s.
Late 60s.
In fact, I'll just digress before you ask that question. Wichita has the longest running consecutive Gridiron in the nation.
How many Gridiron shows are out there in the nation?
I don't know the answer to that. I know there's at least a dozen,
uh-huh.
and mostly in bigger cities.
Yeah.
But we've been going every year since the late 1960s.
Let's get back to my original question. You've been doing it 20 years, and we go back to the 60s with Gridiron. Has there ever been a skit that just stepped too far, or we really shouldn't have done that, or we got called on the carpet for it?
I believe yes. And sometimes when we're trying to do get as close to the line as possible, we do cross it.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote it, of course.
Yeah, I've written some. I don't know. I try to be respectful of that line without crossing it. But yeah, it can happen. I can misjudge the crowd or not read the room correctly.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't happen too much.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty good. I think we have a pretty solid handle on where to push things and where to stop.
Uh-huh. When the people who are acting in Gridiron, you obviously have, for folks who don't know, Ted has a background at Capon and at Notre Dame where you were a performer.
Yes.
Both on stage and musically.
Singing, yeah.
Yes, vocally. We're going to ask you to sing a couple songs here at the end, if you don't mind.
Great. I'm prepared. I brought my piano player.
She's and out not in the hallway. Not as helpful.
The microphones can't handle that.
But you have a performance background, and I think that probably varies from the cast members. Probably some people have been on stage very minimally, and then there's others like you who've been on for a long time.
That is correct. I mean, there's some people that joined the cast. I think there's some people in the cast this year who have never been on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to watch them go through the process and enjoy it.
Are you worried about them?
Oh, no. No. Well, that's another thing about Gridiron. I mean, I'm not worried about them. The audience knows what to expect. They know we're not professional actors.
Uh-huh.
We're just doing our best to deliver some funny jokes.
Are there any diamonds in the rough this year? You mentioned the new people that we should keep an eye on who are kind of funny.
See, I knew my phone was going to go off.
You're a professional.
I know. No, that's apparently not correct. All right. And some of the newcomers, Beth Gole is another new cast member. She kind of helped out backstage last year. Now she's on stage. Mm-hmm. And she, in fact, a couple of weeks ago asked me for advice about what to do. The thing I told her was, take chances.
Yeah.
I said, because if you hold back, the Gridiron audience won't embrace you or even notice you.
Yes.
But if you're on stage taking chances, I think the Gridiron audience and the cast is really going to embrace you and respect you.
It's not a critical audience. They really want to laugh.
Oh, they want. That's all they want to do is just be entertained and laugh constantly for 2 hours.
Is there a time when you're acting that you ever just think, "Boy, I'm really going too far," but they love it?
Oh yeah, and you know, sometimes if it's something's getting a laugh, you either have the choice of let's keep that laugh going and milk it, or get to the next joke. So I think that's kind of something you have to just edit in your head sometime and try to get a good feel for.
Because
sometimes I've tried to milk a joke, and if you milk it, then the laughter stops. And I was like, ooh, I should have just moved on.
You have been doing Steve and Ted in the mornings for 20...
Steve and I have been on for 28 years. Oh, no, 26. 26.
26.
Yeah.
And so during this week, you told me that your normal wake-up time is 4:15 in the morning to get that show started.
About 4:15, yeah.
At 6, and, mm-hmm. 6 to 9.
Yeah.
And then you only work half days this week.
On Gridiron Week, I only work morning show only.
What kind of a personal physical grind is it for you getting up so early in the mornings during these weeks when you're getting ready for Gridiron? What kind of toll does it take on you?
That's why I take a half day.
Yeah. But the weeks leading up, when you don't take
the
half
weeks leading
days.
Well, I'm used to getting up that time of day, so it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
And you know me, I work Shocker baseball games at night or Shocker basketball games or whatever, so a rehearsal is just another night for me where I'm not home. So I've gotten used to it, so it doesn't bug me very much.
Have you, and this is getting off subject, but Ted has done just about everything in sports media in this town or sports game production in this town. Have you ever counted up how many different jobs you've had?
No. That would be tedious for me to think about that.
Ted and I set up in the Lawrence Dumont Stadium press box together for 4 years when I was covering the Wranglers and he was the official scorer.
I was the official scorer for the Texas League for 15 years.
Wow. That's a lot of AA baseball to be sitting through.
Yeah, I was at every game.
Yeah, and I can remember one night we sat through and we tried to go back and forth naming Simpsons characters.
Yeah, and we got up to like 78 or 79 before we started running out. Yeah.
And I'm sure I was the one who ran out.
Fun.
Some fun nights up in
the press box. You're stupid. Why are we doing this? I could be eating in front of my TV right now. Don't.
Does it ever get old, Gridiron?
No.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's all new material every year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the things that have happened in the past year haven't happened any other year. So, I mean, there's always this ripe batch of news to make and people to make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
So the things we were making fun of 3 years ago, it's completely different now.
Is there an all-star five or an all-star nine of people that it's been easy to make fun of over the years locally?
Oh, probably.
Vern Miller back before you started.
Vern Miller long ago.
He was the sheriff who popped out of car trunks.
Well, I remember when I first started, I think Mayor Bob Knight and City Manager Chris Churches.
Yes.
And that's the thing. That is a point, Kirk, something that's changed at Gridiron. Gridiron, I mean, back in the day, we would really roast Chris Churches and Bob Knight.
Yeah.
And they would both be in the audience.
Laughing their butts.
Laughing. Chris, I was roasting Chris Churches one night. He was sitting in the front row and he was falling out of his seat laughing. Now, we don't get that as much.
Mm-hmm.
The people we're making fun of aren't coming to Gridiron anymore. So I don't know if things have become a little too political correct,
mm-hmm.
or maybe people don't have as thick skin as they used to, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But that has changed.
It really did used to be you were making fun of the people who were there.
Who were there in attendance that night, and they loved it. And that's changed over the years, I think, a little bit.
That's interesting. So let's wrap up. You've got, obviously, this is for scholarships for journalism students and would-be journalists.
Yes.
A lot of scholarships. We're very proud of the Business Journal to be starting two of these. Well, starting one, continuing another with Daniel McCoy Scholarship
yes.
and Bill Roy Scholarship.
That's fantastic.
Both of our friends.
Yep.
And we've lost a lot of good people in the past few years. But those scholarships continue, and I've noticed on the Gridiron Facebook page they're announcing the scholarship winners
mm-hmm.
from all over the state of Kansas, so that's fun.
And as much as college costs, this scholarship money just so helpful to some of these youngsters that are going to college and needing that money and want to get into journalism.
And the resumes that are sent in, the applications that are sent in for these scholarships, there are a ton of great potential journalists out
there. Sure are.
There really are. So, as we said, Thursday night show will already have happened by the time this plays on Friday, but Friday and Saturday, best of luck to you. We hope it goes well. We know it will go well.
It always goes well. Oh, yeah. I think we have strong material, and that's what we really try to hone in on is what's funny, and that's what we do for 2 hours.
Is there one skit that you're particularly looking forward to?
There is one skit I'm particularly looking forward to. It was written by Tom Shine, a former coworker of ours at the
mm-hmm.
Eagle. And
mm-hmm.
the you might know the story of the stud elephant that came to Sedgwick County Zoo from, I think he was from Omaha, was he?
I think so.
And in within a matter of months, four of our female elephants got pregnant at the zoo. So Tom Shine wrote a just razor-sharp, funny skit called the Pachyderm Club. And he kind of mixes a little bit of Republican-ness with the stud elephant.
Oh.
And every line is funny.
That's great.
I'm really looking forward to performing that one.
Worth the price of admission. Ted, I knew I'd be giggling a lot. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you coming in during your busy week.
Thanks for inviting me, Kirk. We appreciate it.
Well, that's it for Biz Talk this week, episode 356. Check out all our podcast episodes at our Biz Talk Hub. It's at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Thank you for listening and subscribing. BizTalk is a production of the Wichita Business Journal. Thanks very much to our founding sponsor, Equity Bank. Creating the business concept turned out to be the easy part. The challenges that follow is where Equity Bank comes in. Equity Bank was built by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Let them help your business evolve and solve your challenges. Tomorrow is here. Visit them today at equitybank.com/evolve. Be well and be safe. Have a profitable week.